It's the Boys in the Morning podcast with Jeremy, Steve, and Josh.
Oh my God, you guys. During that entire break, the songs and everything, the gushing about dimples.
Oh my God.
Josh likes dimples.
I know what I like.
Gushing over this new girl and the dimples that she has. And,
I know what I like.
Oh my God. I just want to get lost in your dimples.
Oh my gosh.
I want to put a little diving board on the edge of your dimples and dive into them.
Have you seen the girls who pierce their dimple?
Would no.
You into that?
Oh yeah, like a diamond in your dimple. A diamond dimple.
I don't like facial piercings. No. I don't like that.
Diamond dimples.
I don't want diamond dimples.
No.
I don't want that.
You'd be riding in a rinky dink.
I'd be riding in a rinky dink.
If you have diamond dimples.
Nah, no eyebrow piercings, nothing like that for me. I'm okay.
Did you tell her that you like her dimples? Just stick your finger in them?
I did that. I didn't tell her that I liked them, though.
Can I stick my tongue in your dimples?
Oh, my gosh.
That's date number two.
And then,
date number two
or three or five.
Let's do a trending report,
Let's
you
do
guys.
It.
Enough of this dimple talk. Jelly Roll is in the news. I guess he's got a new album, and everybody's loving it.
Yeah.
He's got a new bar.
In Nashville, I heard
yeah,
that.
Yeah, on what? Broadway in yeah. Nashville. It's called Jelly Roll's Goodnight Nashville. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like, you know you've made it when you get that bar in Nashville, you know?
There's been a lot of bars being built in Nashville. I mean, a lot of new ones with these artists.
Yeah.
Morgan Wallen's got one. Don't Throw Chairs Off There.
Yeah.
Miranda Lambert.
Dierks Bentley.
Yeah, they got a bunch.
Good
yeah.
God. Yeah. I told you I was watching that show on Amazon Prime about Garth Brooks's bar down
yes.
there. Yes. Yeah. And everything that went into that, it's like a 6-7 episode series. It's really cool. I highly recommend you guys watching it.
Did he build it himself?
No, he's got a team, buddy. He had a team for sure. And then the other big Jelly Roll news is that he is down 100 pounds.
Crazy.
Isn't that nutty?
Yeah.
Like, he's a big dude, so to be down 100 pounds and really, I can't tell. I mean...
yeah, right.
But good for him.
I was
yeah.
going to say...
Good for him.
That's awesome, because he wanted to be healthy and be able to, you know, play music for a long time, but... Yeah, that's pretty heavy if you can't even tell that you've yeah. lost 100
well,
pounds.
And he had such a huge food addiction because he talked about, you know, other drugs that he dealt with and his band having to deal with that, you know. And then he's like, they knew the last thing I had to kick really was food. So he hired a nutritionist to follow them on tour and be with him 24/7. So he
wow.
was only eating food yeah. the nutritionist gave him. So he really took it seriously and put it into high gear to do it.
Good. No,
this is
awesome.
All great.
Yeah.
It's very positive.
Yes.
This is awesome for his lifestyle.
Yes.
Is it wrong that I don't like it?
No.
You want him to be jolly.
You want him to be
fat and jolly.
That's part of this guy's charm is that he's a large, jolly man
yeah.
that everyone wants to just go up and hug and get lost in. And it's very much along the lines of John Goodman, Jonah Hill, Rebel Wilson, Drew Carey, Al Roker. Like, part of their charm was being husky, right?
Yeah.
And then they lose all this weight, and you're like, eh, I don't like him anymore.
Yeah.
Is that selfish of me?
You can't be called Jelly Roll if you're like a fit 185-pound
right.
person.
Exactly.
I mean, your protein bar. You
yeah, I know. We're going to call you that.
We're
going to
call you the
bar.
Protein bar.
So, I'm sorry if I offended a bunch of people, but I like these people when they're bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Jonah Hill lost all that weight, and he's jacked. And I'm like,
you're
yeah,
like yeah.
he's not that funny now anymore. That's part of the comedy, you know, is being
oh,
a big...
You lost 50 yeah. pounds in all your humor.
Yeah, exactly.
Seriously.
That's horrible for me to say. Northwest, which is Kanye's...
And Kim's daughter, yes.
And Kim's daughter,
yes.
Yeah. Doing an interview for Interview Magazine, and North revealed that mom hasn't cooked since two Halloweens ago.
She doesn't need
it
to.
It sounds a lot like my wife, honestly.
Hey-oh! Got her!
Yes, yeah. She doesn't need to, but I mean, I still feel like if you're loaded, you know, you still want your mom to, you know, make you something ooey
yeah.
gooey and cheesy.
Why?
Like, you know,
you have a chef that does that.
Know.
That probably cooks way better than your mom.
I know, but there's still something special about having that close family
Kim,
unit
look,
where mom makes you dinner one night.
Yeah.
Kim would burn the peanut butter and jelly. Like,
yeah.
there's no way she's a good cook.
Probably not.
Yeah.
You're probably spot on with that. And I'm honestly probably a big talker. Like, if I had that much money, I would have a chef too.
Well, ever. Yeah,
I'm so sick of
cook.
Cooking.
Yeah, kids always want what they can't have too. Like, of course, you know, mommy's a lawyer. And on paper magazine, take your blessings, North. You
yeah.
know,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Come
well,
on.
Yeah, it's one of those things. The Jenner daughters. I can't remember which one it was, but there was a viral video of her and how she cut a cucumber because it was
yeah.
so wrong. It looked like she had never held a knife
yeah.
in her life, and it's like, wow, you people never had to deal with any of that. I mean, you don't even know how to cut a cucumber.
Yeah, I know.
That's a nice problem to have,
Rich people problems.
I know.
Joker Folia Do took a big old do this weekend. Nobody's watching it. Nobody's seeing it.
Are we still giving away tickets to that?
No,
we are.
Oh, and I heard it's because it's one big musical. And
yeah.
People just aren't. You know, they go to Broadway for that. They don't go to the theater necessarily. So,
the first one was so dark and honestly very well done.
Yeah.
That the next one, they turn around, they're like, add Lady Gaga, add music?
Yeah.
That's not the audience. That's not your demographic.
I heard, too, at one of the film's premieres, Joaquin Phoenix, they had a lip reader come in and they saw him. They were both standing on stage after and everyone was applauding, right? And he looks at Lady Gaga and he said, that was horrible. What was that ending? And that's what everyone's saying, is like the ending is what's kind of ruining it for everybody. And I guess like even the stars are like, wait a minute, what just happened?
He doesn't care. He's walking all the way to the bank.
He's
rich people problems.
He's walking all the way to the bank.
The big success though this weekend was that Terrifier 3, which made like $20 million. It's supposed to be like a gore fest. One of the scariest movies of all. Have you watched the trailer for this, either one of you?
No.
It's intense. It's definitely a clown.
What type of movies would you rather see for horror? The gory stuff, like Saws, or like the possession stuff?
The psychological ones?
Because like I can deal with gore. I can deal with blood and guts all day long.
Neither.
That doesn't bother me.
I would say neither. I'm not
in this category of enjoying this kind of stuff. I don't like to be scared.
You guys are watching like The Sound of Music together or something?
Yeah. I like funny movies. Like,
the hills are alive.
No, but I am watching like Step Brothers.
There you go.
Reruns of Tommy Boy. You know?
Yes,
Tommy Boy's a good movie.
Good movie, man. Yeah. Good movie. Did you guys see the big SpaceX news from the weekend?
They landed
a rocket back like on the rocket stand. What do they call it? The launching pad.
The launching pad. There you go.
The rocket stand.
It was cool, man. Like the things that they're doing now, not only are they able to reuse the boosters now, but they didn't even land it on the pad now. It got caught mid-air.
Right.
Like, I have never, that's not even in my wildest dreams, man.
They called
the fact that they can do that.
Giant chopsticks, essentially.
Yes.
Like, the arms swung in and grabbed the thing as it came down and just landed, like, so softly and perfectly on the stand. And if you watch the video, everyone goes, "Aah!" and they freak out, as they should.
Yeah.
Like, what a huge accomplishment. Did you watch it at all, Katie?
I did not. No. It's a big deal, apparently.
Lame.
You
guys
are really excited.
Yeah, I mean, we're guys. We're like, rockets and fire and boosters.
Right.
It's pretty cool.
But yeah, it's like, Katie's like, it landed.
I know, I'm like watching you both like, this sounds really awesome.
It's awesome,
the cool
Katie.
Thing about it is like, obviously sound travels so much slower than the visual of it. So it lands, and as it lands, the sonic booms hit the crowd, and it's like one after another. And like for a guy, like that's the coolest thing, you know, big fireworks exploding and stuff. You love that. And it's like those sounds that you can feel in your chest.
Yeah.
And that's so, I love, like, I have
Josh is a fan of A Big Finish, so.
Okay.
All right, Jerry, never mind. You know what? What else you got, buddy?
The top trending Halloween costumes of 2024. Hey, now Katie lit up.
I know.
Hey.
Let's talk about that.
The shrunken head from Beetlejuice,
Bob.
Bob is like the number one thing this year.
That's good.
Ray Gunn, the Australian breakdancer extraordinaire.
Oh, my gosh.
Also on the list, Envy from Inside Out, Dr. Doom, Sabrina Carpenter, Lady Deadpool. Speaking of Deadpool, the top 10 duo costumes, Wolverine and Deadpool, number one this year. Anyone else on here? Who cares about the rest? I will say, though, do you guys know what Americans are spending $3.5 billion on this time of year?
What?
Halloween candy.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
They said Americans are expected to spend around $3.5 billion on candy for Halloween.
We're so fat.
I know,
we're
right?
We're so fat.
I don't need candy after the weekend I had.
Ain't nobody sharing that Kit Kat bar in my house. Yeah, we'll have to talk about that in a little bit. Both Katie and I had a horrible food weekend.
Yeah.
Absolutely horrible.
Which is so good, though. It was great food.
I don't know.
I know. It's like some of it was wasted. Like, wasted those calories.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
For sure.
Let's see. Apple is coming out with Apple Intelligence. We've talked about this. And now they've got a text message summarizing feature. It's basically going to deliver like Cliff's Notes on your text. So like if you're in a group chat and everyone's like ding, 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 and there's like 70 messages going back and forth, you'll be able to click on this thing and it'll just basically give you a synopsis of what's going on in the messages.
Do you know what I've actually liked about that?
They have it on Facebook.
Meta does it on Facebook. Yeah. So you can, instead of reading the 30,000 comments on like a topical post, it will at the very top be like, you know, people are pleased to see that the rocket booster landed on its chopstick. And like, it's
mostly
great.
Men.
Yeah, mostly men. It'll be like, mostly men are very pleased. But I love that. It's actually, that's a cool feature. I like it.
It is. I was reading some of it on our morning show, and it's like, most people are displeased with this morning show. No, I'm joking.
Oh, no.
It was actually quite positive. Most people are enjoying this morning show.
Oh, thank you so much.
Now I'm going to go read it.
Thanks,
Meta. You're telling the truth.
Thanks, Meta. Another reason I'll never get on a hot air balloon, I guess one struck and took down a radio tower last week in New Mexico.
Oh, my God.
During a hot air balloon festival. You will never catch me in a hot air balloon.
That's the big hot air balloon festival that happened last week. Is that, were they injured?
I don't know the rest of the details. Yeah. All I know is I will never be on a hot air balloon.
Shocking.
You can't steer them.
No. Uh-uh. And they're cool to see from the ground, but you're right. Yeah, yeah. I would never want to be up in the sky in one.
I like the Somerset festivals that go on where they just keep them on the ground and it's nighttime.
Yeah.
And then they just they light them up, different ones, and they glow. That is so great.
Yeah.
Super cool.
It's like the end of summer.
They've got a really cool one out at Chatfield every
year.
Yeah. Oh, do they?
Yeah, yep. And they kind of do that.
I didn't know
where
that.
They like blow up. Like they do that. They have a lot of really fun. Just
do the sound that
things.
They make. Do it. No.
No. No. You did it better.
No.
There it is. See?
Try it again.
Whoa,
getting closer.
She just totally hocked up a loogie.
Trying really hard.
Make your way to our Facebook page. Just search Your Boys in the Morning on Facebook or my Instagram. Search Shut Up Jeremy on Instagram. And I posted today's Croctober recipe. I do a new one each weekday throughout the month of October for busy parents. In honor of a conversation we had last week, crock pot birria tacos today.
Yes! Let's go!
For real?
For realsies, Katie!
Oh my gosh,
Katie
that
was raving about the birria tacos last week. I was like, I gotta find a recipe for this.
So good.
A buddy of mine made it, and he's like, it's awesome. So check it out on our Facebook. Just search Boys in the Morning. That's it.